Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. It may just be the world that I live in, but these days, what I see around me is a lot of people leaving their current jobs for new opportunities. While this coming and going can feel a little unsettling, it might actually be a good thing because it means that people have more choices about where they want to work. And it might also be a sign that people are starting to make more money too. For the longest time, wages have been flat, even as the unemployment rate is falling and the economy is growing. But now, are we all about to get a raise? Weighing in on this is Cardiff Garcia, editor at the Financial Times, and Annie Lowry, who writes about the economy for New York Magazine. And Annie, let me start with you. Is this the tipping point when wages are going to start increasing?
Well, I think that there's no really good evidence that wages are increasing yet, which is kind of an important thing to footnote. If you look at the numbers, you can see sort of a slight uptick. But I think that people are overinterpreting that by saying that you know, morning is here in America again. But I do think that there's some pretty good signs out there. So one is that the unemployment rate has really come down pretty significantly. And the second is that people seem to be much more comfortable leaving their jobs. And that's really important because if you're leaving your job and you're accepting a new one, that's often how you start making a lot more money as opposed to going to your boss and asking for more money. And it also just shows some signs that workers think that they have some bargaining power. They're feeling more comfortable. They're feeling more, you know, ambitious as opposed to anxious.
You say that people are leaving so they can get more money, but doesn't that also give them more leverage to go to their employers and say, if you want to keep me, you're going to have to pay more?
Yes, absolutely. Those kind of negotiations happen all the time, right? Like, you know, I don't think that I've ever gotten a big pay raise from an employer without threatening to leave. And by threatening, I more mean, you know, having another job lined up. Maybe you take it, maybe you don't. But within a job, yeah, that tends to be how you know, really see those bigger gains as opposed to just, oh, you're getting 2% more this year or whatever.
Cardiff, when you look at the numbers that are out there, what's your perception on where wages are going?
Yeah, first of all, I was writing all that down as a negotiating tactic for later, right? No, I think Annie's right. I would say that actually some of the evidence is pointing in at least a favorable direction, but I too would stop short of being really excited about it, okay? What it looks like right now is that, yes, wage growth is accelerating a little bit more than it was last year, but not yet to a level that would be considered even just pedestrian before the crisis. And I think the fundamental factors at play here are really quite obvious, right? Annie already laid them out. I won't do it again. But we really do need there to be a much tighter labor market before we see the kind of growth that's also going to sort of percolate throughout the rest of the economy.
But couldn't this be the moment that we look back 6 months, a year from now and say, oh, this is when things started to turn, that things started to line up, like the unemployment rate falling, like the fact that people are out spending more. And since inflation is really in check, we just got this report yesterday that found that inflation actually dropped in January. That these are all signs that we're at this turning point.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope so. And I mean, the best sign of this is, by the way, is what has started happening around the spring of last year, which is simply the more jobs were being created. I mean, the more jobs that are created, the harder it is for employers to fill all these positions. And that means that, yeah, people can start threatening all kinds of things without actually putting a gun to anybody's head. You can just say, I'm leaving, and they might actually consider keeping you around.
Well, Annie, isn't that exactly what's happened with Walmart when they decided to increase their wages, that they are afraid that people are going to start leaving? And that is, if anything, a sign that employers are willing to start spending some of the money they're holding to start paying their employees more.
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting what's happening going on in the world of low-wage work. We've seen pretty strong job growth relatively in these kind of, you know, minimum wage jobs. That means there's more competition for those workers. There's been a lot of states and cities moving to legally change the minimum wage. And there have been some employers also saying, hey, we're going to, you know, reduce our vacancy rate and try and keep people around by raising the minimum wage as well. And that really helps the people with those jobs. It really does. And, you know, on the prior point, the only other thing that I would note is the unemployment rate has come down a lot. It's still fairly high. It still could come down significantly. So, you know, if it stalls out where it is right now, which is what, I think it's 5.7%, you know, that's not a hot labor market. That's just a better labor market than we've seen over the past, of course, you know, 5 years at this point.
So if wages do start to increase, even just a little bit, will that start to address this issue with income inequality?
I mean, that's a really complicated question. Okay, so what we know is that during the crisis itself, income inequality actually came down, but not for a reason that anybody would consider a good reason, right? It came down because the income on the assets, the stuff that rich people already owned, came down by so much. But
their
everybody
homes, their
got
yachts, their mansions.
Everybody got poorer back then, right? But since then, inequality's come back up again. And the question is it a reassertion of the same forces that were driving up income inequality before the crisis, or is it just a natural response because there's a lag in how much middle income and lower income people get paid while there's so many people unemployed out there? That's actually an open question, but let's put it this way. It can't hurt, I don't think.
Okay, final topic, the business word of the week, patient.
The committee judged in December and January that it can be patient in beginning to raise the federal funds rate.
That's Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen this week testifying before Congress using the P word, patient, something reporters, economists, and Wall Street watchers are losing pretty quickly because they want to know when the Fed is going to stop using that word and signal that interest rates are going to start going up. Because once that word's gone, that's a sign that they think the economy is really doing well. So, Cardiff, you seem like a very patient man. Are you losing your patience about the Fed and this word?
No, look, I personally think the Fed should be patient. But here's the issue is that she had signaled before that the inclusion of the word patient means that they probably won't start raising rates for another couple of meetings. And I saw her testimony and also some of what she said more recently as signaling a Fed chair who wants to preserve flexibility. She doesn't want everybody to freak out if the word goes away. She wants to communicate that the Fed will dictate policy based on how the economy does and not based on what it's said in the past.
How likely do you think that is, Annie, that people won't freak out when that word disappears?
Well, you know, the Fed has been a lot clearer about its intentions. And to a certain extent, I don't think that people are going to freak out if they delay a couple meetings, as long as inflation remains low. And it's really important to remember that there's really no sign of unhealthy inflation in the economy right now. In fact, the Fed has not met its inflation target. Inflation has been, you know, by some standard, too low recently. And I think that that's kind of what she's saying. The economy is growing, but the unemployment rate remains elevated, and we don't really see problematic inflation showing up in the economy, so we're not rushing.
So two patient reporters.
I'm proud of us for not using the cliche patience is a virtue, and I'm only saying it now to bring up how proud I am of everyone here.
Good work, everybody.
Yeah. Annie Lowrey with New York Magazine and Cardiff Garcia with the Financial Times. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.